Entrepreneur Elevator Pitch is brought to you by Sprint Business. Let Sprint Business show you five ways to grow with 5G and why it means faster business. See their pitch at sprint.com/elevator pitch.
Entrepreneurs Board of Investors is challenging America to pitch the next big idea during a 60-second elevator ride.
Time's up. Oh my gosh, I messed up.
If the pitch fails...
Enough talking already. Let's vote.
It's four no's. Send them back down.
Going down.
Oh my God!
And if the pitch is successful...
Okay, two votes yes. Let's open the doors.
Welcome to the board.
Yes,
we're in, baby girl, we're in.
I love elevator pitch.
The judges face off to get the investment.
I'll do what he'll do, but I'll take 4%.
You're trying to mess up our deal?
Which deal you want? Us or him?
Now what you're going to do is destroy this entire opportunity.
Is the next billion-dollar company on its way up? It's Entrepreneur Elevator Pitch.
Going up.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, Elevator Pitch listeners. I'm Dan Bova, Editorial Director of Entrepreneur.com, and this is the podcast dedicated to Entrepreneur Elevator Pitch, the show where entrepreneurs step into an elevator and have just 60 seconds to wow a board of investors. If the judges like what they hear, the door is open and the negotiating begins. If they don't like what they hear... they get sent back down. So this is the first episode of season 5, and I'm here to tell you, number 5 is alive. And yes, that is a call out to the 1986 cinematic masterpiece Short Circuit about a robot with a heart of gold. So this season, we decided to mix things up a bit. Entrepreneurs still have 60 seconds to make their pitch, but now, rather than acting as an investor team, our judges are in it for themselves. If a judge votes to open the doors, they're all about making a deal that puts money in their own pocket. If a judge voted to send the entrepreneurs back down, they still get to ask questions, but they can't get in on deal making. Unless, if they really love what they're hearing, they can use a wild card once per episode to jump back in. And that's where things get interesting. Okay, ready to see how it all plays out? Your new episode of Elevator Pitch begins now.
I'm wearing green. Let's make some green. Let's hear the first pitch.
Your 60 seconds begins now. Going up.
It's fun.
So fun.
Hi, I'm Susan Carter, and this is Sarah Jane. We're best friends and former beauty executives who launched Carter and Jane, an organic skincare company, just 1 year ago with our hero product, the Everything Oil. Our award-winning oil replaces every single product in your skincare routine and addresses every single skin concern from acne to aging thanks to the prickly pear seed oil. We've since launched 4 new products that we're looking forward to sharing with you.
We can't wait. So we've
beauty is a tough market to break through.
Glamour, Refinery 29, and Self, to name just a few. We recently secured a primetime spot on HSN, where Carter and Jane will be debuting this January, and we couldn't be more excited. So far, we've made over $100,000, and conservatively, we're projecting $2.5 million in 2020. We're seeking a $150,000 investment and a $200,000 purchase loan in exchange for 10% of our company. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Time's up.
Well, that's interesting.
Wow.
Equity and debt in the same offer. This space is so crowded with a million different variations. The question is branding, right? What distinguishes the brand and why people want to do this? Because it's not prickly pears.
But there's something there because she talked about HSN, right?
Right, which I think is a great channel.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I don't want to plummet down. I want to go up to the boardroom.
That's all fluff for me. Anyway, let's vote.
So Peter and I said yes. You guys said no. We think there's something there. Let's open the doors.
Welcome to the boardroom.
Hello, ladies. Hi. We have lots of questions for you.
We have hopefully lots of answers.
So you've had a couple of yeses and a couple of nos. Can you tell me more about the HSN deal?
Yes. So the buyers met us at a show in New York and asked us to please, please audition. And so we made it all the way and had QVC and HSN buyers both fighting over who would have us on, and HSN ultimately won out.
Do they actually purchase product?
They do. So it's not a consignment situation.
Can you mind sharing the numbers of that deal?
Sure. So the initial opening order looks like it's going to be between $75,000 to $100,000, but that's only for one appearance.
And the expectation is at least four times, but they're already wanting to make us today's special value, which could be like $1 million day.
That's exciting. What's the price point?
So our Everything Oil, which is the original oil we launched with, is $128. And that's our best seller right now. We are the first probably company that's really made it with organic prickly pear seed oil, which we have a small blend that we add to that, which we call our A3 concentrate, which improves the efficacy of a singular oil.
When did you launch?
So we launched in August of last year.
For that remaining 4 or 5 months or whatever it is, that was the 100,000 sales, or is that 100,000?
It's 100,000 in sales, a little over year to date. Mm-hmm.
And now you're projecting 2.5 million.
Mm-hmm. We are.
Is the company just the two of you?
Mm-hmm. For now.
Yeah, I mean, we have a few contractors that work with us.
And you two are 50-50?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We believe after the HSN deal that they could do $1.5 million just on HSN.
Kim in black. And I voted yes. So unless Dave and Kim in green decide to use a wild card, we have the opportunity to make an offer. This is something I'm not going to be making an offer on.
Okay.
Everything you're saying in theory makes sense, but I would rather pay a higher price knowing that these things are locked in.
Yeah, well, thank you. See, I have a different point of view here. Okay. So first of all, I like the fact that you have the expertise. I love the fact that you've got HSN, that you're negotiating. So I am under the guise that I would like to make a deal.
And I'd like to wild card in.
Yes!
Ladies.
Oh,
my God. I mean, we're really first to market with prickly pear seed oil, and it's going to be a revolution, and we're so happy to have you with us.
And we can't wait for you
Let's
to try
it.
So we believe in you, ladies. I mean, I think it's really interesting. The more I hear and the more I can really understand what the opportunity is, the margins, and obviously I think HSN is a great opportunity for you guys to really scale. So
the question becomes, do we do a deal together?
You know what? I'm going to wild card in.
Oh, you get the hell out of here, Dave. Okay, women, men, but we'll let him pitch.
I have a lot of experience in the space. I don't think there's any solid POs, even HSN. From my experience of working with them, it's difficult if they're stock balancing, if they don't sell through to 75,000. I don't think you're guaranteed that 75,000, but I'll read the agreement. So my offer would be simple. I would just like 5% of the company to be an advisor to your company, to provide PO financing for HSN specifically, and then have an option to invest more after the HSN deal. That's my offer. And
okay,
these ladies have two separate offers, I'm sure, as well.
Well, I think we actually should go in on it together, Kim.
Yeah.
All right, we would love to invest the 150. We would love to support women, and we believe combined our investment of $150,000 for 10% would be a great help to getting you guys to the next level.
Okay, which deal you want? Us or him?
Well, we love you all.
So we're gonna go with the ladies.
Oh, yay! Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kim Squared, right? We love having ladies and really showing the world that companies can be run by women, strong women that can be best friends, that love each other, that can make
put good out into the world,
put good out, good products, but also make money.
And still be great friends at the end of the day.
Your 60 seconds begins now. Going up.
Business to business. We produced over $200,000 in gross sales over the last 15 months. My name is Reginald Wright, and I am the CEO and founder of My Butler Life. My Butler Life is a tool of ultimate convenience created to corner the market of an industry that produces $500 billion per 3 years. To best sum up what we do would be to reply with, we are merchants of your most precious commodity, time. My Butler Life has been calibrated for remote international expansion, offering security and relief to tens of millions of consumers worldwide. A targeted market consists of middle-class working families providing services that can be used on a broader spectrum with two functions, the pay-per-use option and our discounted memberships. Umbrella Life is a company with a mobile app that eases the financial burdens that everyone will experience in their life.
This Uber for
Investor
butlers?
Investor Inspired Milestones has been structured for an initial investment of $150,000 with
Five,
the opportunity
four,
to reinvest
three,
for the state of Florida.
Two,
thank you.
One, time's up.
With the opportunity to reinvest for the what?
I didn't get the, I got $150K, $200,000 revenue. Is this like a,
it's a mobile app.
For butler. To help you for like
butler?
To do stuff?
Is that what it is, a butler?
He didn't adequately explain it. I missed some parts.
So at the end of the day, it's pushing an app, getting probably connected to a butler that's going to take care of whatever you need to do because you don't have the time. I mean, that's the way it sounded to me.
And you would just be on call like an Uber driver?
My own personal Uber
butlers.
A boobler.
A boobler.
Sorry.
It's the Uber for butlers.
I'm ready to vote.
All right, let's vote.
Okay. Four no's, send them back down.
Going down.
When the camera rolled, the clock just ticked a little faster than I anticipated. When I looked up at the time, I realized I was running short and I wanted to get to what I was asking. We're doing pretty well with business. $200,000 in the first 15 months is pretty well. And I think this is something I could push nationwide.
This is Charlie, and we are totally excited to go in and pitch. It's really cool to be pitching with Charlie because he is the best wingman by far. We're gonna nail it.
Let's move on and hear the next pitch.
Your 60 seconds begins now. Going up.
Question, can you believe that the pet food aisle in grocery stores has fresh refrigerated options for pets, and yet the same quality options are not available for tiny humans in the baby food aisle?
Oh, that's a cute little baby.
That's okay. Tiny human food is changing things. Because, for example, in the first 12 months of life alone, a baby's brain will double in size, which makes it even more important that we don't have all of the heavy metals that have been found in other brands. Because in the first 1,000 days of life, critical development is taking place that will carry on with that child for the rest of their life. So, tiny human food proudly offers nutritious, delicious, clean baby food. We use pressure, never heat to process, and we were awarded best in class by the Clean Label Project. We also partnered with Warner Brothers to celebrate diversity and inclusion. I am seeking $500,000 via a safe round to grow tiny human food, a brand created to change the health of generations to come,
three,
and that babies and parents
two,
and even Dr. Oz
one.
Love.
Time's up.
Is the baby food her brand and she's producing it, or is she just aggregating healthy baby food and creating a package of healthy baby food with other brands?
I think she's creating the baby
food. I do too.
And she said she has something going with Warner Brothers for diversity and inclusion?
Yeah.
And Dr. Oz likes it.
You'd think with a baby that large and a brain that big, she would know to put in the valuation with her $500,000.
It's true.
Good point.
Okay, let's vote.
All right. Looks like three of us are in. Dave, you're lost, friend. You're lost. Let's open the doors.
Welcome to the boardroom.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
That is a big old baby.
This is a big Charlie baby. He's very excited to be here, so thank you all very much. We had a couple questions, including the revenue. Are you currently making any revenue?
We are. So the company launched 18 months ago at Expo West. So the current sales are at $30,000.
$30,000 annually?
Yes. Just in the last year.
Is there a patent? What's a differentiator?
Yeah, right. So it's cold pressed, not heat treated, right? So all of the baby foods that we're used to are shelf stable. They've been processed with ultra high temperatures. So the vitamins and nutrients that are so essential for development are cooked out. They're single flavor focused, right? So instead of having all of the mix ups and mashups, which allows for versatility because parents can mix and match them the way that they want to or add to them themselves at home.
Is this all being sold like through retail outlets, or is there anything direct to consumer that you're selling direct?
It has primarily been retail, but I wanted people to be able to have access to it throughout the country. So I brought samples for you guys,
okay,
because trying it is incredibly important, right? Because that's when you get how different it is. But it comes in a 2-pack in a sleeve. So it's nice and convenient. And the cups have a lid, which makes them reusable. The margins right now are at 35%. They will increase, obviously, as the company scales.
And where are you currently distributing from a retail perspective?
We're in the Midwest.
Okay.
We've got carrot apple, pumpkin banana, sweet potato, carrot, apple, and green bean.
Ooh, apple.
How is it?
on sweet potato.
Mine's good. Have you been trying to get with like a Whole Foods? I'm like, if you talk to someone like that, I'm just kind of curious too.
So we're in a chain similar to Whole Foods. We're in Fresh Time. So it's 80 stores in the Midwest.
And what we use the 500,000 for?
So sales representation is key, especially on the West Coast, because this is a natural market for us. And then also just a little bit of a product line expansion.
And you've raised no money to date?
I have raised $700,000.
Oh. Whoa. At what valuation?
30%.
What does that mean?
30% of the company.
Oh, for 30% of the company.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why I was going with a safe note versus, you know, offering equity, because it's too early to determine what that actually is. So right now, you know, with 700 at the 30%, you're looking at like 2.3. Do my sales justify that? No. But does the opportunity? I would think so.
Everything was going great until you told me you had 700K at 30%. Mm-hmm. Because where I would have come in at would have been a similar valuation to that level, but then you're going to already be below 50% of the company. So in some ways, that 30%, it's going to come back to haunt you. I understand why you're doing the five, but where the company is at right now, it would have to be at that current level. So if that's something you would be considering to do, I would actually make an offer if Kim joins me.
Okay. And I would say the exact same thing.
Now, you know you can counter.
And the 300
if you want to counter, if you think through
KGK.
It.
The 300 could be the current safe. Honestly, I love the idea. I would like direct to my house, so there's definitely an opportunity to expand. And if you could do that, I think there's a big play just from a D2C perspective. So I'm in with Peter. I'd be happy to.
So Kim and I are prepared to make you an offer. We will offer you $100,000, subject to you raising another 300 for a total of four. Our valuation would be based upon the last valuation you did, which was the 700,000 at the 30. You're welcome to raise the remaining 300,000 at the 5 or anywhere in between, but it would be subject to that before we would invest. And you can leverage the fact that we're in the deal, which will hopefully allow you to get other investors.
Okay, got it. So, yeah, I think that sounds really good. I appreciate it.
Awesome.
We're excited.
All right, for
thank you.
Yeah.
Ashley, I know I'm out of this deal, but your story is compelling. You're a female entrepreneur really starting this company, and so Sprint Business wants to pitch in and help you. And we're going to offer you technology consulting and then also a communications package that could help you in your home office, like with a hotspot to help you, you know, grow your business.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you. That. I've been a Sprint customer a long time, so that actually means
well,
that.
Better.
Now let me have some of that sweet potato.
Exactly.
Luckily, I've been a pretty good team of one so far. But now I've got a better team and feel like this guy has actually become the limit. It can breathe. I feel oxygenated for the first time in a long time.
It's time for the next pitch.
Your 60 seconds begins now. Going up.
Hi, I'm Jay Abrams, VP of Marketing for the patent-pending Safety Dog Leash, and this is my buddy Jax. It's a hands-free attachment that attaches to any retractable or cloth leash. This is great. You can use your phone, get on social media, put some sunglasses on. When you're walking your dog, you can put your hands in your pockets to keep warm. Oh, this thing is wonderful. It was created out of the idea by the owner. When he was walking his dog, he got a phone call, dropped the leash, and the dog got away. Luckily, the dog is fine. But he went home, tethered nylon rope to his wrist, and the rest is history.
Not so sure about that one.
What they ask is $200,000 with 10% equity in the company. Oh, it's a huge dog market out there. Having served in the military, we're going to have vets and seniors that live in assisted living facilities put these things together. I mean, it's just wonderful. I love their mission. Dog walkers, groomers, and vets are going to love this product. I mean, it's a huge industry out
there. Send that dog down.
So let's do this. They told me in the service, get down and give me $200,000. Let's see it. Open those doors.
Time's up.
Emotionally, he has everything going for him. Military, totally appreciates service.
Yeah.
Everybody loves dogs, but some people are just in love with their product and I don't see it.
He's not the decision maker. The owner couldn't have come here and done this. He's a VP of marketing. Didn't say co-founder. If I'm going to negotiate a deal, I want to negotiate a deal with the person whose company it is, because that's who you're backing. Big strike against him.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Not being the owner, not having the time to come on and get the money, it's a bit concerning.
Okay, we're done with this discussion. Let's get down to voting.
That's four no's. Let's send him down.
Going down.
That's all right. It's okay, huh? It's okay. So the owner, he wanted the pretty face. He's real humorous, okay? He goes, yeah, you don't want my ugly mug on there? And I was like, no, it's fine. I said, I'll go on there, you know, I'll show him.
We have so many options. Let's hear the next pitch.
Your 60 seconds begins now. Going up.
I'm Susie Hulquist, founder and CEO of Spoken. My daughter has food allergies. It's one of the largest chronic conditions affecting families today. It requires vigilance and time. Figuring out if cookies are safe can take 15 minutes. Over the course of a lifetime, this adds up to one full year of your life. I left my job on Wall Street to build an app where the community could share their experiences at restaurants, hotels, colleges, even baseball stadiums. Our users have shared 45,000 reviews across 73 countries for helping people save time. Our food product search is customized to each user's allergens. It's like your own personal grocery store.
Allergies.
We combine content, community, and commerce. We capture valuable consumer data that's wide range of industries can use to market directly to the consumer. We're looking for 250,000 out of our safe before we raise our institutional round. Please join us.
What, 250,000?
Out of their safe after their
safe note.
Okay.
She didn't have a cap. Or at least she didn't say a cap.
Stated.
If she did, she probably would have said.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I'm not sure the revenue model that's going to drive it.
Oh, so I think it's selling data.
Or it could be ads.
Well, it might have been nice if she would have said any of that.
There's too much we don't know. I think we should vote.
You know, I've always learned if you have a gut feeling, go with it. I know I'm the only one that wants to hear it, but I'll be respectful of your time. So I'm going to ask her three questions, and let's open the doors.
Welcome to the boardroom.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, the pitch was not the best. I am the only one who has a feeling that this deal is not what you represented to us there. So I have three quick questions.
Okay.
Number one question, have you raised any money?
Yes. $3 million.
Don't make me ask another question.
I'm sorry.
It's like a genie. I only get three wishes.
Okay, yes, we've raised $3 million from...
Just $3 million, huh?
Just okay. $3 million from friends and family, no family. So it was a friends and family round. I had bootstrapped about 75,000 up to that point. Okay.
What valuation?
I did a safe with an $8 million valuation cap.
Any revenue?
Yes. We've only just started to monetize. We mostly started to monetize. We're building a network. It's really data that's valuable. We found companies calling us saying, you're actually driving revenues to my company. Who are you? So we would do an allergy-friendly granola bar guide. And these granola bar companies were calling us saying, who are you? We don't know who you are. And you're one of our biggest traffic drivers because we don't show food to someone who's allergic to any of the ingredients that we're showing. All these companies are trying to find users who have peanut allergies, certain ages, in certain locations. We're the only one who has the data.
Last question. With your understanding of your business, what's the strongest monetary reason to invest?
I think we are the most uniquely positioned platform to help companies market. When users sign up on our app, we know up to 88 allergens, what they're allergic to. We know their age, their gender, we know where they live. On our app, we know their behavior, what they share, what they search, and what they save. So allergy companies who need to drive their awareness and they want to demonstrate a commitment to this community and keep them safe and actually make a business out of it, they have nowhere else to go but us.
Next time you do a pitch, include the number one reason why you're going to make money.
Okay.
I have an offer then. An initial 100,000 and be able to place the other 150 either to myself, to these three, or other people that I think can assist with the next round's funding. Do we have a deal?
Definitely.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think we've had money, but we haven't had as much advice and guidance and experience as we could use. Now that we have Dave on board, I think he's the perfect person for us.
Coming up on the next Entrepreneur Elevator Pitch.
Yes!
There you go, a little bit of fire.
I'm looking for $1.5 million in exchange for 15% equity.
He's taking a big swing with that number.
Nice.
To apply for season 6, go to entrepreneur.com/elevator pitch.